Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
You know, it was Warren Buffett who said, "I will tell you the secret to getting rich on Wall Street. You try to be greedy when others are fearful, and you try to be fearful when others are greedy." So on this day, 11-11, when major retailers are trying to get you to spend on Singles Day, I thought, instead of privileging any one retailer, we take a step back and have an overview of how many retailers around the world, especially Alibaba and Taobao and Lazada and Shopee, we all want to get you to spend. Take a step back and take a look at the schemes that are out there with Wang Xiaofeng, senior analyst at Forrester. It is 11-11, the world's biggest online shopping event called Singles Day. Event founder Alibaba continues to generate more online gross merchandise volume than all U.S. retailers have generated on Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined every year since 2013. For last year's 11-11, Alibaba generated $30.8 billion in gross merchandise volume, a 27% rise from 2017. This year, Forrester Research expects Alibaba to generate $37 billion in gross merchandise value for 11-11, a 20.5% growth compared to last year. Meanwhile, major e-commerce players like Alibaba, JD.com, Lazada, Shopee, all excited for this annual event. What are the different retailers doing to stand out in a competitive online retail market? Wang Xiaofeng, senior analyst at Forrester, has written a great blog piece on this. Xiaofeng, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What do you make so far? It's been about at least over several hours into 11-11. What do you make of this year's sales so far?
Yeah, so I was actually looking very closely at the GMV number. Now it's just hit $23 billion at this moment. There is still about 14 more hours to go, so we expect it will break the record of last year.
All right. Well, speaking of breaking boundaries, Alibaba continues to push the boundaries of what us consumers can buy online. The company introduced automobile and hotels to its product portfolio last year, continues to expand its portfolios this year. I understand you can buy apartments on Alibaba. In terms of pushing the boundaries of what's being sold, can you share with us some examples that you've spotted?
Yes. Definitely. So this year, consumers in China can buy tickets to Disney parks. Mm-hmm. They can buy car care services, home decoration, and renovation services online. And you mentioned Alibaba actually sells 10,000 apartments on its auction platform. And JD.com, Pinduoduo are selling other products as well. Even in Singapore, I saw Shopee actually sell dining and travel plans as well. So that's quite new in Singapore. And also since Shopee also launched live streaming commerce services as well, I see even some sellers are selling jades and jewelry online, which is quite new to me.
Precious stones. Interesting. So let's pick up on live streaming commerce. Really been gaining popularity in China and quickly reaching Southeast Asia in terms of advertising platforms. I was reading that, you know, something like five figures worth of cars were sold a couple of seconds of live streaming on Alibaba. Can you share with us how live streaming is really helping drive revenue?
Yeah, definitely. So live streaming definitely is the most important driver of this year's Singles Day. It combines several popular elements of commerce together and online market, basically. The first one is short videos. Consumers spend a lot of time watching short videos lately. Second one, key opinion leaders, KOL. When consumers want to buy products online, they refer to other people's comments and ratings, especially they follow their key opinion leaders' opinions. And also the third one, Singles Day, is all about discounts, exclusive deals, and nothing can be more exclusive than live streaming commerce. It only lasts for half an hour or a few hours, so each product only is available, the exclusive offerings is only available for like a few minutes. Therefore, thousands and tens of thousands of products just sold out in minutes, which is really crazy.
My goodness. So they play on the FOMO sense, right? Fear of missing out. So we see GMV, beauty brand Woo, Shopee, Rakuten, they've all launched live streaming features, just jaw-dropping. Tell me, is gamification part of the strategy that e-commerce players are using to increase their sales online?
Yes, definitely. So we see the promotion schemes each platform launched this year become more and more complicated. So gamification is one of them. It's a good way to keep consumers engaged. So they have to log in prior to the event constantly to check out, and they have to invite their friends to participate in their game, in this game, so they can boost their chance to win. So actually, it reached out to broader consumers and keep consumers to be engaged in the platform at a longer time at a higher frequency as well.
And there are all sorts of games embedded on some of these platforms. The more you play these games that seemingly have nothing to do with shopping, the more it unlocks possible discount codes for you or points that you can use towards your purchases as well. Is the whole idea of gamification keeping people on the site longer, do you think?
Definitely, because the gamings are, these games are designed to keep you spending more and more time. And the more time you spend, the more engaged you are, which means you can get better discounts. So yeah, it's correlated.
Yeah. You have a great line in your blog. You say, consumers fall into a dilemma between deals that are too good to resist and schemes that are too many and too complex to follow. I really like that line. How exactly are the big players using technology or data to drive engagement and sales this year, Xiaofeng?
So for manufacturers, and they need to rely on e-commerce platforms because they know consumers' activities, purchase behaviors, and can forecast their purchase interest better. And all those data can feed back to sellers, brands, and manufacturers to provide what kind of products might be the top sellers, and then they can prepare to optimize the inventory. That's the way to use data during big selling events like Singles Day.
It all started with this idea of big sales, right? I mean, there was a whole shopping festival here in Singapore based on that idea, the Great Singapore Sale. But we're seeing retailers go beyond deep discounts. Talk to us about some of these complex promotion schemes.
I think a lot of retailers and brands this year, they want to differentiate with their social responsibility. It's not just about discounts. I think it's good because big shopping festivals generated a lot of waste in terms of packaging. And then Alibaba, for example, they actually launched this a greener Double 11 campaign. And we do see Carousell in Singapore launched a reboxing campaign with a similar idea of reducing waste. Basically, you can sell your products you don't use very often and at a very cheap price. And also, we mentioned the gamification, and most of games are actually designed to contribute to the society as well. So the more points you collected, you can donate those points to groups who need help.
Okay, so I want to pick up on this idea of groups, because we're seeing this idea of social really becoming embedded in the way that some of these retailers are selling. So Alibaba's Tmall and Taobao have launched these in-app games, as you say, where you can win red packets and then invite your friends to participate. But there are other examples of schemes that involve social buying and group discounts. Can you tell us a bit more about those?
Yeah, so it definitely started with a platform called Pinduoduo in China. So it targets consumers in lower tier cities who are more price sensitive and less brand sensitive. And they leverage social media like WeChat. So the more consumers basically shared your deal, and then the better discount you can get. Now it's not just Pinduoduo. Basically, everyone like Alibaba, JD.com, they all launched this social sharing discounts commerce. Well, the good thing is you can include more consumers to participate. The bad thing is it can exhaust consumers because they have to constant sharing to other friends and colleagues, which is quite a hassle. So there are pros and cons, but so far, as long as it can encourage consumers to buy, sellers and retailers are really still willing to test. But we will see if it can last for the next few years, or it will become like, oh, it's too complicated, and then consumers will not be interested anymore.
I've had so many buzzes come my way on my phone to try and prompt me to spend on these platforms. And every time I go in, I'm a little confused because for one product, you'll see many different ads at different price points for the products. And always at the back of my head, I'm thinking, is this real or is this counterfeit? So do you think, looking beyond 11/11, that dealing with this whole area of counterfeit goods is going to be key in terms of retail success for any platform?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's an ongoing issue, right? Anti-counterfeits and to provide more trust to buyers, no matter retailers or sellers that are making this effort. And when go back to the complicated schemes, there are some retailers they are trying to differentiate, and they said, oh, we just simply provide a straightforward discount. We are not going to play this complicated games. So in this way, they can actually build trust. It's not just a counterfeit, right? Complicated games can sometimes can confuse consumers as well, and it will lose their trust. So there are many ways to build trust and using better customer experience to keep consumers engaged as well as to build the customer loyalty. So it's a long-term game. It's not just a short-term thing.
So what do you think, besides trust, is going to be the key differentiating factors for the future of any one of these players standing out in e-commerce sales?
Trust, of course, and customer loyalty, which is built on good shopping experiences. As long as they can understand the customer needs, they can provide the products they want, and they can provide good end-to-end shopping experiences. It's not just about the pre-sale, right? After post-sale, you need to provide, like, what about refunds? What about return? And so it's a ongoing customer experience.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. She's written a great blog post on what to expect on Singles Day. You can read it at forrester.com/blogs. Wang Xiaofeng, senior analyst from Forrester. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.